weather forecast for Saturday afternoon's football game. Some showers. At least it's going to be a warm rain, Michael. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, Roger.
Quite well?
Yes.
Whoa, that's a good thing. Well, we got a busy afternoon coming up. You're going to be busy in there too, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen Whitmer is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about marijuana and why she was opposed to Senate Bill 660 and why she thought it should be linked to decriminalization of marijuana. That coming up in just a couple of minutes. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Rob Sisson. The governor released a study Wednesday that documented just how much energy is being saved by improving the way we use energy. And the program that is returning $3.83 for every dollar invested is due to expire in 2015. We're going to talk about what the roadblocks might be to getting that extended, since it's helping people with limited income stay warm. And then we're going to talk in the latter part of the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to get an update on the wolf hunt, the wolf kill that begins tomorrow. Jill is the state director for Humane Society of the United States. And yes, the wolf killing commences tomorrow. Even after Senator Casperson has apologized for misleading the legislature and making up stories to justify the killing of wolves in the UP. Well, we'll get an update from Jill. And what your mission, should you choose to accept it there, Michael, is we need to find some Iggy Pop music. And we'll need that by the time Jill comes on. And I'll explain why we need something from Iggy Pop musically when we talk about wolves in the UP. 590 WKZO time is 312. We've got 49 degrees on the outside. And, yeah, the football game Saturday, breezy, mild, with a high in the mid-50s. That'll make the rain more tolerable, I'm certain.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be attending said football game there, Michael?
I haven't decided yet if I'm going to go this year or not.
Why?
Why
are you in a quandary?
I don't know. Maybe just because Western's team hasn't performed as well, and I don't know if we stand a chance I'm winning or... I have to also work later in the day, so that could be a conflict as well.
Ah, okay. I'm hearing excuses.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm coming up with. It's just a bunch of excuses.
Yeah, I'm hearing excuses. I'm not going either, so you don't have to justify yourself to me. But I went to Western to school.
So did I.
And I went there approaching 5 years. And... not once have I ever set foot in Waldo Stadium. And so it's I should not be giving you flack for not going to the game Saturday, since in my academic career there, I never went once.
Oh, man. I've went plenty of times.
Oh, okay.
Even went on to see some of the road games before.
Really?
Down to Northern Illinois. I went to Illinois in Champaign to watch him play, and I've traveled over to Ford Field to watch him play in the bowl game against Purdue, and I also watched him play Illinois over at Ford Field as well.
Did they ever win any of those games that you traveled to see?
The road games, unfortunately, every road game I've seen, no. Except for the one over at Ford Field when they played Illinois. That's sort of a neutral site game it was supposed to be. And they did win that one. And I've also traveled to Eastern, Central, and Notre Dame.
And they lost in all of those.
Yes. Unfortunately, the Central one, they were almost going to win, but they fumbled on the 3-yard line. And that was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was so mad driving home that night.
I tell you what, I'll give you a dollar if you stay away from Waldo Stadium Saturday.
Yeah.
I think you're a jinx there, my friend.
Only on the road, it seems. Only on the road.
Oh, okay. 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 590 WKZO time is 4:50. Raj Taylor, riding home with you this afternoon. Joining us now, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Good afternoon, Gretchen. How you doing?
I'm great, Roger. How are you?
I'm just fine. Talk to me about Senate Bill 660 and where that came from and why we're in a rush to set a foreign company up in Michigan with medical marijuana. Let's start there, and we'll talk about your amendments later, but let's get the lay of the land here at the get-go.
Sure. Well, I think you're asking a couple of great questions, to which I don't know if I have all the answers, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
Senate, you know, the bill that you described was introduced just recently. It establishes the ability for company to come into Michigan and to make pharmaceutical-grade medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
If the feds change it from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 2 drug, basically decriminalizing it. So your question was one that I asked a number of times over the last week and a half. Why are we passing a bill on the contingency of the federal government doing something I don't think they're going to do anytime soon in order to give kind of this preferential treatment to an out-of-state corporation? It was a questionable use of taxpayer time and resources,
mm-hmm.
especially when there was so much testimony from patients and patient advocates about the problems that our current residents have under current law accessing medical marijuana. Shouldn't we be spending our time and resources addressing those problems?
Mm-hmm. And the response to that was?
Crickets. I mean, there was, you know, there's not a good response. I think that there happens to be one group that has the ear of the Republicans here in the Senate, and they got their favorable legislation passed. And the patients, unfortunately, their cries for help have gone unheeded by the majority party, and I think that's a shame. And so that's part of the debate that occurred here and why I ended up voting no on the bill.
Okay. Define the vote for us. Was it a strictly party line, or was there crossover in both directions?
There was crossover in both directions. And, you know, I know that a couple of my colleagues, my Democratic colleagues, voted in favor of the bill. I think the substance of the bill wasn't, you know, the substance of the bill wasn't that objectionable. What I think the majority of people on my side of the aisle and a number of Republicans thought was objectionable was the fact that we have a problem in Michigan when it comes to medical marijuana. There is so much gray area and red tape that even though we've got this right under our Constitution since 2008, mm-hmm. when we amended our Constitution. There have been rulings, and there's been enforcement by Bill Schuette of closing down dispensaries. And so it's really made it difficult for patients in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really the basis for a lot of the no votes. I can't speak for all of them, but that certainly was why I voted against the bill.
Why was there no interest in dealing with the current problems versus this theoretical law that will come into play only if the federal government decriminalizes marijuana? Why didn't we look at the existing problems in Michigan when we considered this law?
Well, I think that's the $25,000 question, but I would submit that because it's really difficult. You know, this is one that will take a lot of time and energy, and maybe that's too much to ask of this current group of legislators, but it's one that I think we desperately need to address. It was so interesting when I sat there during that committee hearing, there was only one group that testified in favor of the bill. Every other person who testified over the course of 2.5 hours were patients or patient advocates who were just astounded that we would streamline the system for a potential out-of-state constituent when we've made it so difficult on our own residents to access medication.
Mm-hmm.
And so their cries for help did not completely fall on deaf ears. But unfortunately, I'm not in the majority and able to set the agenda and say, this is a problem that we need to address.
Right.
But I'm going to continue to use my microphone to try to force this legislature to do something on behalf of the patients in Michigan.
I think that's a reasonable thing. Let's talk about some of the amendment that that you added to the law. Flesh that out for us and tell us why you wanted that included.
Sure. Well, the first amendment I offered was to tie bar this bill for this special group to a bill that has been introduced in the House by a Republican, nonetheless. Representative Colton introduced a bill to give local communities the ability to zone for dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that each local community could make their own decision of whether or not they would have these places that would dispense pharmaceutical, or not pharmaceutical, medicinal marijuana.
Right.
And they could choose on their own. We have seen so many communities in Michigan decriminalize marijuana that I believe if we left it up to the locals, that they would be able to make a decision in their own community and patients could have access. Just last week, we saw Lansing. We saw Ferndale. You know, we've seen community after community move the ball forward on decriminalizing marijuana generally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this would be a great tool. My Republican colleagues didn't agree with me and would not pass my amendment, but I am told that that bill may have some new life breathed into it because we've really highlighted that this is something that should be done.
Well, you know, and it is odd bedfellows that are in favor of changing marijuana laws. In Kalamazoo, it was the chief of police who brought the desire to change the way we enforce the law forward. This isn't just young college kids. It's across the whole community. How long can we afford to keep enforcing laws the way we do? How many people can we lock up for marijuana in prisons at $30,000 a person? Isn't it the time coming when we've got to use some common sense in this?
I think so. And I think, you know, this is not the first issue we've seen that the public is way ahead of the legislature. And public sentiment, I think, will push this legislature eventually into decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana. But I would say at the very least, what we should be doing is making sure that patients have access to medicinal marijuana.
Right.
I'm in favor of go in the whole 10 yards. But on this issue right now, under current law, there is so much ambiguity that people at the end of their lives are unable to access medicinal marijuana. And the voters have already spoken on this issue. We said this was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure that we're giving people access.
Well, I appreciate your taking the time to chat with us this afternoon and lay out your view. And I share your concern about why we're giving the green light to an out-of-state company when we don't even have our current situation running correctly. Why we're taking this big leap into the future is puzzling to me. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you shedding light on this. It's an important issue. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. We were talking with Michigan Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. And why we are already greasing the skids for an out-of-state company. I hold our Canadian neighbors in very high regard. I think of Ontario as almost just another state. And the fact they're from a foreign country doesn't bother me. But the fact that out-of-state companies are buying their way with our legislature does bother me. And apparently it bothers Gretchen Whitmer as well. Sunny and windy and chilly this afternoon, a high 45, mostly cloudy, brisk, and cold tonight, and a low of 32. Clouds and sun tomorrow, 50 the high, cloudy with some rain on Saturday. We'll find out from Bob Larson just how much rain right after a CBS News update and an update from the WKZO.com newsroom. Almost 50 degrees out there. We went over where we thought we would be temperature-wise today. Yes, 49 degrees out there. And while we're waiting for Bob Larson, we're going to do another trivia question. This is one of Michael's trivia questions. I have no idea where we're going with this. but the movie is The Best Man Holiday. And two tickets are yours if you can answer Michael's question.
What is the one Winter Olympic sport the U.S. has never medaled in?
Never medaled.
Never medaled. Not got a gold, silver, or bronze.
No medals whatsoever.
And this is Winter Olympics, not Summer Olympics.
382-4280-877. 382-4280. And the question again?
What is the one Winter Olympic sport the United States has never medaled in?
Have we come close?
I'm not certain.
But there's one that we haven't ever meddled in.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. 382-4280-877-382-4280. Raj Taylor and Michael taking you home this afternoon, and not a bad day out there. I worked out in the lawn this morning in the shady parts. The leaves were still clumped together, but a mulching mower chopped them up along with the leaves and the snow, for that matter. And we're going to a couple more days of weather where you can get out and fix your yard, get it cleaned up before next week's winter weather arrives. And when we get Bob on the phone, we will find out if that he had suggested yesterday that the rain associated with this really cold weather coming would start Sunday afternoon and into Sunday evening. And so we'll find out if the weather train coming across the country is still heading in our direction and is still on schedule. And Bob, it's a pretty day out there now, and it's actually warmer than we thought. We're at 49 here. Oh, there you are, Bob. I'm sorry.
Hi there, Roger.
Hi. It's warm today. It's warmer than the forecast.
That is correct.
49 right now.
And here's an oddity. At the airport, it is 50.
Oh, so
I say it's an oddity because we don't normally find it warmer at the airport.
Yeah,
we spent all year talking about how it's usually 3 to 5 lower.
Yeah.
But of late, they've been running neck and neck, and now 1 degree higher, which I can't recall that happening.
Well, we'll have to note this day in weather history.
Right. And all that leads to today's word, the fact that it is going above and beyond the forecast high. The word is bonus, because we've gotten a bonus day of warmth today. We talked about the warm-up for the weekend, not going to back off from that, but it's even moved in a day earlier than expected. Rather than middle 40s, we've managed to come right up to the 50-degree mark today.
Yeah, that's nice. I have a question about Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
A big football game here. Showers were in the forecast for Saturday afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they are Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. As it stands now, I suspect, is game time again, is at noon?
No, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. As it stands now, I think this is mostly for the latter stages of the afternoon, so we'll probably be able to get through the first half with little or no rain. But the deeper into the game we get, particularly fourth quarter action, and if there happened to be overtime, then the better the chance there being some rain. So wet weather is coming, but we'll try and hold it off. It's going to hold off probably for the second half of the afternoon.
Well, we'll give
close people... call, though. We'll talk about this again tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We'll give people the lowdown then. The weather for next week, what are we still talking some heavy rain, maybe Sunday night prior to the cold weather getting here?
Yes, and a new wrinkle in the forecast is it may not be simply heavy rain. It may end up being heavy rain, and perhaps even a rare mid-November thunderstorm.
Ooh! Are we going to get thunder snow?
I suspect that won't be the case.
Okay.
But it is going to get much colder behind the front, as we've talked about. Today's computer models are backing off a little bit on the magnitude of the cold that comes in. The cold is coming. The timing's similar. If anything, it might come in a little faster than what we talked about. Talked about Monday being a day with falling temperatures. I still believe that, but rather than a high at like 10 a.m. or noon, the high might be like pre-dawn, like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., and then it falls from there.
Mm-hmm.
While colder, maybe not quite as cold as what it once looked like, but it will still be certainly much, much colder than what we're going to see this weekend. And I do believe there will be some lake effect snow, but that too is looking a little bit different today. The last several days, it looked like a classic west or west-northwest wind flow, which drives the lake effect snow right throughout the area.
Yeah.
And now it looks more northwesterly, meaning that the heaviest probably is going to stay west of Kalamazoo again. Not as northerly as what we saw early this week with the blast of lake effect snow that was kind of parallel to Lake Michigan. And
yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's northerly like that, but it does look northwesterly as opposed to west northwesterly. So maybe it's not quite as much snow as once thought. But even that, my goodness, that's still a number of days away. And lake effect is such a tricky thing to pin down.
Even on the day.
Yeah, even while it's happening.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. That's just the latest as it stands right now.
Okay. And so did you give us the word for today?
Yeah, the word is bonus. We have
oh,
a
that's
bonus
right.
Day
bonus.
Of warmth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That just rang so true, it went right over my head.
Okay. And here's something. It's been a while, Roger, since we've discussed what the average high is. And, of course, averages continue to change quickly here during the autumn. But the average high today on the 14th of November is 49, which is the current temperature.
Yes. So this is your average November day.
And it's funny, ironic, not funny, ha-ha, but it's ironic after all the cold weather the past few days, how nice it feels right now and how mild it feels. And all we've done is just taking it back to average.
Yeah, but there's still an edge to this.
Yeah,
there's quite a bit of wind.
Yeah. So it doesn't. Yeah, that's a good point. It doesn't exactly feel warm because of the fact that the wind is blowing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bob.
You're
Tomorrow
welcome.
Is the day we look forward to. So here, Geek Friday.
Yep, and we'll go up in the first 2 weeks of November compared to last year, the start of November.
I'm already excited.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good one,
you
Bob.
You too.
Bob Larson, AccuWeather meteorologist. Okay, Michael, what Winter Olympic sport have we never medaled in?
The correct answer is the biathlon.
What is a biathlon?
It's a combination of cross-country skiing and shooting at targets. So you have to ski, you have to ski to the targets, and then you have to shoot the target and then ski away again. So it's a weird combination type of race. Germany has won the most medals in the sport, 43, with 16 of those being gold. Norway's won 29, and Russia won 19. And, in fact, the first caller didn't get it right. It took about four or five to guess for someone to guess it correctly. And the winner was Ken Jones.
Okay, Ken. And tell me a little about this event. So you have a certain distance you have to ski before you target shoot.
Yep. It's about halfway through the race is what it would be.
And then you race back.
And then you race away. And depending on, you know, how many hits you get on the target, it can take seconds off your time, or if you miss, it can add seconds onto your time, which is what you do not want to have happen.
Ah. And do you have any idea how close Americans have come to being a medalist?
I was researching that as soon as we got a correct answer, and I couldn't find what the closest we got was. But apparently in the next Olympics, which are coming up next year in Sochi, we might have a couple of hopefuls out there that have a chance to take a medal home in the biathlon. We've won a silver at the World Championships just recently, so we might have a shot at one.
Okay, but you got to ski, target shoot, and then ski
away.
That is one of the weirdest sports I've ever heard of. I'm not sure. How did they come up with that?
I don't have any idea how they came up with that sport.
Well, that's your next challenge is I want to know the history of that sport.
Okay.
Where did that come from? Why would anybody think that's a sporting event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You come up with the history. We're going to learn something this afternoon. And we're also going to give away another pair of tickets, not right this minute, but coming up. And then we'll all look forward to Michael's homework report on the origin of the
biathlon.
The biathlon.
I will get started on that right now.
I'm excited already. Still got 49 degrees. 4:10. Here's a local news update from the WKZO.com newsroom. got 49 degrees in Kalamazoo. And Michael has his homework done already. Boy, he's a quick student.
Yeah, that was fast.
Well, we'll see if it's accurate. I grade on this, you know.
Oh, boy, I better watch out.
And
then.
You are the entire curve when I assign grades. So, and the question was, What is the origin of the biathlon?
It originated in Norway as an alternate training method for Norwegian soldiers.
Say that three times fast. Norwegian soldiers. Norwegian soldiers.
I don't know if I want to say it fast or not. All right. So one of the first world's known ski clubs, the Trysil Rifle and Ski Club, was formed in Norway in 1861 to promote national defense at the local level. And that's what the origin of the sport was in Norway. Of course, they have a lot of snow, so if you know you go to war in Norway, you're going to have to fight on skis.
Okay. I'm thinking you and I should invent a new sport. Let's combine skiing and badminton. And you have to ski 5 miles, win a badminton set, and then ski 5 miles back. And we're going to try this out at Timber Ridge this winter as soon as we get some snow. And but I'm thinking we can come up with more sports, some that don't involve gunfire.
Yeah.
So it came from Norway. Mm-hmm. In what period of time did they invent this? Did it give you an idea of when this sport was invented in Norway?
Let's see here. I'm going to say about the 1800s, but it wasn't demonstrated in the Winter Olympics until 1924.
Okay. Okay. I give you an A.
All right.
You done okay. Interesting sport, if you call it a sport.
Well, they give medals away in it, so I would assume it's a sport.
Well, yeah, I guess. I'm sort of a cynic in these things, and I guess skiing and shooting at targets can be combined. I still think skiing and badminton a better choice.
Is the badminton match at least inside?
Oh, no.
No,
that's the challenge. And, you know, the birdie, I took badminton in college. Mm-hmm. I know these things. That was one of my PE credits was badminton. And the birdie is white. And that's mm-hmm. what makes
oh,
it a
yeah.
challenge.
That would definitely
in
be a
snow.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I've played
now,
badminton
now
before.
We're talking sport.
Yeah.
You know, if they gave them all white targets, maybe that would work. I think skiing and badminton. CBS News is next. We're going to learn more about Obama's administrative fix to the debacle that has become the launch of the Affordable Care Act. And at least Obama's approach doesn't end up doing in the Affordable Care Act. Of course, Fred Upton's bill comes up for a vote tomorrow, and we all know what Fred's goal is, not just to make sure the insurance companies can keep selling outdated insurance.
After CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.